This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The resurrection of all the dead is one of the great and precious promises of the Gospel. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they who are Christ at his coming. 1 Corinthians 15:22-23. Jesus demonstrated his power to raise the dead by raising some people while he walked on this earth. The most spectacular raising was that of Lazarus, John 11. Jesus also raised the daughter of Jairus, a ruler of one of the Jewish synagogues. Matthew records the following about the daughter of Jairus. While Jesus was speaking to some Pharisees, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house, and saw the minstrels and the people making noise, he said unto them, Depart, for the maid is not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn. And when the people were put forth, he went in, and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. Matthew 9:18-19, 23-25. When Jesus arrived at the ruler's house, the funeral ceremonies were already in progress. Jewish funerals were often very elaborate rituals. Josephus, the famous Jewish historian, says that funerals, even among the poorest people in Israel, always had at least 2 flutes and 1 wailing woman. Both the flute players and the wailers were hired by the family. If the family were wealthy, there could be many paid wailers. The ruler assured Jesus that his daughter was already dead. But he believed Jesus could bring her back to life by laying his hand on her. Matthew 9:18. So how does one explain Christ's statement? The maid is not dead, but sleeps. Jesus was not denying that the young woman was dead. Oftentimes in the Bible, death is described as sleeping. The prophet Daniel predicted, Many of them who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Daniel 12:2. Paul also refers to death as sleep. God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. 1 Thessalonians 5:9-10. When Jesus said the maid was not dead, but sleeping, the ones who were gathered around laughed him to scorn. They knew she was dead, but they did not know God's view of death. The Sadducees did not believe in the final resurrection of the dead. Jesus accused them of not knowing the Scriptures or the power of God. He then said concerning the dead, God said in the Old Testament, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Matthew 22:29-32. Jesus was not denying the reality of physical death, but he was telling the Sadducees that in God's view, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were still living, not on this earth, but in the place where men and women will await the final judgment. The raising of Jairus' daughter was very impressive. Jesus removed everyone from the room where the young woman lay, took her by the hand, and raised her to life again. There can be no natural explanation for Christ's action in raising the young woman. The Lord's words to Martha at the death of Lazarus provide the only explanation we need. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. John 11:25-26. These words for 2,000 years have been very comforting to all of us who have lost loved ones. Thank you, and may God bless you.